Well, hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. I know that Easter cometh, right? It's right on the horizon. I know everybody's super, super excited about that. And Tamara, I'm excited about today.
Because
you know what? Every pastor wants to have a church where people are motivated to pray because of what the Holy Spirit's doing in the church, through the church body.
Right.
Every pastor wants his church to be a family where people feel extremely valued and they can't wait to come into the doors. But every pastor wants to have generous people too.
Right.
And today we're going to talk to two of the most generous people we know.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about cultivating generosity, but more specifically, we're going to talk about doing it through the Kingdom Builders program, that they've been examples to us in
they
this
have.
Area. And we haven't caught up yet, but man, we're sure grateful for some examples to follow. So we're going to have Pastor John Nuzzo and Steve Moore from Victory Family in Pittsburgh, Cranberry Township. Welcome, guys.
Yay.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, so
thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so how's it in Pittsburgh? Is it baseball weather yet, or are you just going to play baseball?
Today, right?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, no.
Tomorrow, no. And rain comes.
Other than sitting by, Steve Moore, it's just fine.
Well, that is so good. Well, you guys, Kingdom Builders might be a new idea to some people who are listening to us. Why don't you take a minute and just talk about what Kingdom Builders is?
Well, let me kind of give the evolution of it, and then Steve can give you more of where this came from. Being a part of Significant Church, Jim, and watching how you all have done missions for years, we were very generous. We gave as a church through the years very, very consistently and very generously. However, I never connected our church to what we were doing. In fact, if you were on our staff, you didn't even know who we supported. And Steve jokes and says, I probably didn't know a lot of it at some point either, because we just sent money and I never connected our church to it. And for pastors, let me give you something that happened that should have awakened me earlier, but it didn't. About 3-4 years, maybe 4 years before we launched what is called Kingdom Builders, we didn't come up with it, we just implemented it. I had a young couple that went to our church come to me, wonderful, wonderful young couple. And they said, you know, Pastor John, we love Victory, but Victory's really not deeply involved in missions. And so, but there's a church at such and such a place, and we really feel compelled to be a part of that church because missions is their focus. And of course, as a pastor, I was like, you know what, guys, I love you, and you really should go where God's leading you to go. Now, my next thought should have been, wow, we are deeply involved financially, but we've never intentionally connected the church. And it was a huge, huge, huge deficit. So when down the road a bit, when Steve came and brought this to the table, this structure to help us actually involve and integrate this into the hearts of our people. So I think it's important. The Kingdom Builders is not a plan.
Not a fundraiser.
It's not a fundraiser. Yeah. It's actually, no, there's nothing about it that I would consider it a fundraiser. If there's only one offering intentionally a year, just one. But it truly changed our church. And so Steve, if you maybe want to go into where this came from, the church that they've done this amazingly well, how you learned it and how we implemented it here a bit.
Yeah, just to tag on what you were saying there. Yeah, for us, it came out of a period of just self-examination, even as a church, as John said there, us really being dissatisfied with what we had done to connect people's hearts to the mission of Jesus and to the impact that they were having all over the world. And so we heard about Kingdom Builders actually from a local pastor, Pastor Jeff Leek, leads a tremendous church, just mentioning the name to us and talking to us about it one time in casual conversation. And then from there, found out much more about it through Rob Kettling, Pastor Rob there at River Valley over in Minnesota. And so that's where we really learned. We had the great privilege of being able to go over there, attend their conference, and then stay an extra day with Pastor Rob and their team to really walk through the process. But we actually had already launched Kingdom Builders before we even did that, though. We launched it in 2019, and this is in May of 2019. But that was where it came from, what birthed it, and us really just wanting to expand the kingdom of God faster, and also to be able to connect our church and our church people really to that heart. Because as John said, it's not a fundraiser. It really is who you become. You're a kingdom builder church there in Texas. Mm-hmm. We're a kingdom builder church here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Always been a kingdom builder church. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the vehicle and the terminology really to be able to communicate it to our congregation. And that's what Kingdom Builders has really done for us over the last few years. It's totally transformed, really, I would say, our church.
Everything
our people,
about us. Everything.
Our giving, everything. Just even just the feel when it comes to just reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's totally impacted every area of our church.
Yeah, well, Tamara is our mission pastor, so I want her to be on today. But, you know, I've always, you know, we've always had a saying on staff, hey, let's spend any penny, every penny with passion, right? Tamara says, I pinch every penny with passion, but I want to spend every penny with passion. And we just came back from Germany, and we were speaking for a network you guys are involved with too, 3 million house church leaders in the most difficult part of the world, 58 million believers, constantly growing. And there was a guy there from 2414 who is the director of global strategy, and he spoke one of the sessions too. And he's involved coaching like 6 guys doing all this. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much going on. And however it's in your heart to do missions, there are opportunities out there to do it well.
Yeah.
And absolutely. The church loves to do it well. So we look forward to asking you guys some of these questions. Before we do, I just want to welcome all of our new members of Significant Church. Man, we believe in helping people find the resources they need through relationships that you enjoy. And it's such a joy to do that. This webinar is just one thing. I'd encourage you to look through the archives. Lots of good stuff to help people in the archives. And today, this is going to be awesome because I know there are people that feel like, you know, I have a heart and I have a call to missions. I don't have the money. And one of the things you kind of learn as a pastor is that people have different passions out there, as John mentioned in front of you, and learning how to structure things so that those people have an opportunity to engage their passion within your church is important. And as they do that, what happens is some of the passions God put in your heart that you didn't think you were able to get to, God helps us get there. So let me get started. So when did you guys, you said 2019 is when you first implemented Kingdom Builders, right? And John, you hit this a little bit, but do you want to talk any more about the why that motivated you to get started?
Yes.
Or do you have multiple whys maybe?
No, the main why was I realized as a pastor, and our church is 30 years old this year, so you can improve at any stage. But I realized that I'd failed to touch the heart of every Christian in their desire to reach the world for Christ. And there were those within our congregation that most certainly it would have been their central kind of passion as a believer. And I had left that undone for two decades. So over 2 decades. So
we're a little slow sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
It takes us a little bit. Okay.
We're all worth
Steve
waiting Moore's on, though, right?
Yeah. Steve's been here over 20 years, so I blame him for all of it. So.
That's right.
But I realized that we had been so ineffective in helping people to connect their heart to the kingdom outside of our church. Yeah. Not just what, in fact, listen, I'm not exaggerating. No one in our congregation knew what we gave, the amounts we gave. Only our accounting department knew. And that is not an exaggeration.
No, it's not.
So some of the results of this, mm-hmm. I want to encourage you, the listener, to realize, measure it by that void. That's part of it. But it's still, this has been the practice that we've seen with anybody who has made the decision to put a structure to a passion when it comes to missions. Now, there are, I'm sure, very, very good structures. We found this to be remarkable. And what I've learned about bad structure, it limits good people. Mm-hmm. And
that's good.
When Steve,
that's really
who
good.
Is, and Steve's more of a structural kind of person, he thinks things through. I'm more just off the cuff, kind of, you know, maybe needing psychological help a little bit, but Steve he thinks that way. So what Kingdom Builders became to us was a vehicle to serve the people that God called us to serve in a way to connect their hearts to the kingdom of God beyond our walls.
Yeah, it's really, Jim, it's about being able to reach more people faster with the kingdom of God, with the gospel of Jesus. Because just think of a church that, and again, the size is irrelevant. That's people get hung up on the size. Well, you know, you're a larger church. That's why you can do it and all this. Size is completely irrelevant.
Totally.
And it's really more about vision and passion to reach the lost. And that's what you connect people to. And that is actually one of our catchphrases and River Valley's catchphrases about Kingdom Builders. It funds the gospel in such a way that allows you to reach more people faster. You're actually to really have significant impact across the globe, even locally, globally, and even in helping raise up future Christian leaders, because those are the three primary areas for Kingdom Builders for us. Global church expansion, local church expansion, which means within the U.S., and then the future Christian leaders. And you guys are involved in all three of those, I know. And but what it does is it allows you to expedite the impact that you can have in those areas, because it's focused on expanding the kingdom of God.
Yeah, you know, Tamara, your dad was a big missions guy, you know. And boy, he used to say all the time, Jim, get missions off the budget and on the platform. That was how he'd say it. That's exactly what you guys did. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I didn't realize it had just been 2019 since y'all started Kingdom Builders, right? Even though you've been given and given. Of course, y'all are one of the most generous churches in the world. You've been generous to us in our missions. And not only do we appreciate that, but we've learned so much from you just the last few years. And even when I interact with your people, I can tell it's their passion. I can tell it's not just something the church is doing, but it's what they want to do. They're excited, you know, about it. And that's powerful when you can get that in the hearts of people, you know, and that seems to be, that's what Kingdom Builders has done for y'all. It's helped you do that.
Yes.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So how far, so started 2019, we're in 2023 now. How far have you progressed? What were some of your early learning experiences that you had?
Let me give you just maybe a caveat that I think every pastor has to deal with in their heart. Here's how Kingdom Builders works. You have your normal tithes and offerings, which is limited, if you will. In our church, there are only two giving buckets. You can give to tithes and offerings and Kingdom Builders. That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, as a pastor, when we set our first year's budget of Kingdom Builders, we are going to trust God above our normal giving. To give X amount of dollars. And the first year was
1.4 million.
Wow.
That was our goal.
Right.
Yes.
And so we Steve will give you the nuts and bolts of what we produce to create the awareness, and then how we do updates with Kingdom Builders. As your father-in-law said, Tamara's dad, we've gotten it out of the budget onto the platform. And that is by far the most incredibly important part of this.
Yeah.
But for most pastors, just like I did, I began to think, okay, our income, in fact, in 2018, this would have been, okay, our income in 2018, total income to the church was 6.4 million. Mm-hmm. Now, and I realize those numbers may be larger than maybe some churches may be dealing with, but the reality of it is, this all works to scale. It doesn't matter if you're in a small community or like us, we're in a more populated area. So the numbers don't matter, but I need to give them for percentage sake. So my first concern was, well, this is going to cannibalize our normal giving. Because, you know, when you do a building program, people are like, hey, I want to get involved. So they take their tithe and they cut it in half. And they send a little bit here, a little bit there. And so we really were careful on our budget in 2019, because we thought, well, people are going to cannibalize their giving, and we don't want to, you know, we don't want to impact the operations of the church. And so there was a genuine concern, and we even met that concern in our budgeting, because we thought, boy, this is going to hurt the church, regular giving. And I think most pastors like me kind of had that supposition, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
Now, even though we would communicate, this is above your normal tithe, we don't ask for anyone to make a year commitment, don't write down what you want to give. And we literally, as Steve will explain the process, there's only one offering the whole year. Now, that first year of 2019, our general giving went up about about $300,000. But our Kingdom Builders that first year came in at $1.5
million. Wow.
Man.
And so our total income was massively different. And we had the $1.4 million goal, but $1.6 came in. And so now in 2022, I can give you just the broad spectrum of this. So in 2018, prior to Kingdom Builders, our income as a church, this is not Kingdom Builders, our income was $6.4 million. In 2022, it was $11.8 million. That's a 54% increase in our general giving. And that's not the, aside from Kingdom Builders.
You didn't count that.
Which in 2022, Steve, what was the amount given?
Almost $2.9 million.
Wow.
And so when you put all that together, I've never in all of our lives, in our church life, seen this kind of increase come into the church in the sense that, you know, and Jim, you're on our board, so if you have 3 to 4% increase with that kind of income, that's a lot, mm-hmm. and that's a very healthy growth. To go up from 2018 to 2023 or 2022, 54%. I don't even have words for it. And we are convinced that if we had not had Kingdom Builders when COVID hit, I think we would still be trying to scrape ourselves out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you guys personally and not just your budget. And the reality is God says the generous person will prosper. The generous
yeah.
person is going to prosper, yeah. right? And
that's
you,
right.
we
yep.
said earlier, they're two of the most generous people we know. And your church is extremely yeah. generous. But with that said, if somebody tried to implement Kingdom Builders and they exasperated the people, they'd hurt the church, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But with
yep.
you guys, what you did was you invited people to join you on a journey of generosity, join you
yes.
on a journey of God's grace. And it really has
yeah.
Just been beautiful
and,
to watch.
And you've hit pockets of passion in people. You know, there were people
yes.
out there that were passionate and you just hit it. And so that's
yeah,
how surprised were y'all at that? Were you shocked that first year?
I'd like to use the first year as an illustration because, again, people can get hung up on the numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll stress it a lot because we get to talk to a lot of pastors and sometimes they get hung up on the numbers and all this other kind of stuff. It really the amounts are irrelevant because
yeah,
any size
right.
church can do this
right.
and stuff. But, yeah, 2019, I mean, we went into it in a sense blind. And so we set that goal. It's our first year to do it. We were unsure what was going to be happening, et cetera, as John's already relayed. And again, there's only one offering. That offering's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, give or take, right in that area. That's it. There's no special offerings throughout the year. There's no pledge cards. There's none of that. People just give to it. And that's why I stress, and we would stress to pastors and leaders, this is really about vision and purpose and mission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is not about raising funds. It's yeah. not about any of that stuff. Yeah. It's about reaching people with the gospel. And so you keep that message before them. So my standard illustration from the first year to show you how people are, and just Tamara just touched on it, how people will grab hold to that,
yeah.
that it connects with their passion and their heart. Mm-hmm. Our goal was 1.4. We had 1.5 something come in. I don't remember the exact amount, but we surpassed that goal. And the largest single gift that first year was $40,000.
And there weren't like five yeah. other large ones.
No, that was it. That is the one single
wow.
largest
wow.
GERT gift.
That's amazing, really.
It's a lot of little gifts.
Well, a lot
know,
of gifts.
Yeah,
we
haven't experienced the kind of money you guys have in it, but I do want to say this. We're still getting better at it for one reason,
yeah.
but I grew up where you guys are, so I went to Knock High School. Knock's a pretty blue-collar town, you know, the people around
yeah.
Knock. So if we played Seneca Valley, we were going to go try to beat the rich kids, right? We were. it was on our schedule pretty much every year. So, but here's something more important than that, and that is that when we started doing things where people could use their drama gifts, drama people came to the church. Yeah. And what you're really doing is you're giving people a chance to express their passion. Yeah. And people that have resources love to change the world through their resources. And they love to do it through people who have vetted organizations that are good to invest in. They love to do it through, they love to do it through their local church. They love to inspire the people beside them in the local church to do it. So I think you guys have done a fantastic job. Is there a best time to go ahead, Steve. Just take structure. Just take that and run with it for a little while.
Yeah, I'll do it very, very quickly because we can help any church at any time with this, you know, with the more details and stuff. But
and by the way, you do not need to have a large church.
Nope.
You don't need to have a production team.
Nope.
Our videos rarely are highly produced. Would you agree?
Correct. Usually they're sent to us. Our guy may edit them a little bit or whatever, but yes.
Cell phones.
Cell phone videos actually are extremely popular. Just look at YouTube and all that other stuff, right?
So this is not, because I know how my mind would think as a pastor, hey, this is going to be cannibalized. It's easy for you guys to keep this on the page every weekend. You have a production team and they're always producing things. I'm telling you, this is about the heart of God in people, that if you have a structural way to do it and communicate it on a consistent basis. And I love one of the things River Valley has said, and we've adopted it, because the goal this year is, what's this year's goal? 2.8 million for 2023. And that can be overwhelming to people. I don't care what the size of the church is. And the statement we say all year is, hey, don't do the math, do your part. Just do what God puts in your heart to do. Yeah. And we literally do not talk about the money. They don't even know how much has come in until Wednesday.
They don't know it until toward the end of the year.
Well, until after the offering. Until then we let them know the total offering.
Yeah. And again, the majority of the money actually comes in the last 7 weeks of the year. So
over 50%.
Over 50, way over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like to use the first year just so people don't get hung up on where we're at today and things like this. But I was sitting there. We had a brand new accounting guy back in 2019.
I remember.
And he came into my office in October, and he sat across from me. He's looking at the Kingdom Builders numbers, and he's saying, Pastor Steve, I mean, have you committed all this money? Because, like, we're like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars short. Like, what happens if we don't get this money? And I just smiled at him and said, there is no plan B, but this is it. So, I mean, that year, I don't remember the exact numbers, but ballpark. Again, the goal was 1.4. I think we may have had, when he sat down with me, we may have had $600,000 come in. So we're way over. I mean, we're not even remotely close to hitting that goal.
We're in half, that's for
like
sure.
This. So, but again, I like it from the standpoint of it does provide you with a vehicle week in and week out to connect people to the mission of Jesus. And so very quickly to get back to the question about just the calendar layout, again, you launch it every year. We relaunch it every year at the end of January or the 1st of February. We produce a guide. You can almost view that guide as like a portfolio of what people are investing in. Three main areas. It's global church expansion. That's pretty self-explanatory. It's about reaching people all over the globe. Local church expansion is anything within the U.S. Mm-hmm. And it can even include things that you're doing, whether it's things that's impacting. Maybe you're going to launch a new campus, or maybe you need to do something. It can even include some things that you're doing, as long as it's attached to expanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's key. Yeah. It's not tied to you paying your bills. It can't be that, because that's going to degrade it. All right. But local church expansion, and then future Christian leaders, raising up the next generation of Christian leaders, not just locally in the U.S., but across the globe as well. So you can view that guide, and it's done very, very well. It's printed. It's a print guide. It's also available digitally, but it's like a portfolio that people are able to see. This is what you are investing in. This is what you're sowing your money into. So we launched that, and then to be honest, throughout the remainder of the year, it's just talking about Kingdom Builders within the context of a service. You can't come to Victory and not hear Kingdom Builders mentioned
every weekend.
But it could be as simple, like this past weekend, my daughter was the host, and all her Kingdom Builders, all she said about it was like two sentences and referenced something that's coming up this weekend. So it's not a long, drawn out speech. You know, you're not trying to convince people to give.
And it's never about the money, by the way.
Never about the money.
Like, hey, when you give to Kingdom Builders, it's just reports from the field constantly. Yes.
And so we do a lot of that. We do a lot of, whether it's photos, videos, and again, they can be cell phone videos, it can be testimonies. I'll share stories that we get, and again, we solicit those on a regular basis from people that we're giving to and things like this. But that's, you just march through the year that way. And then when you get to the fall, we call it an impact offering. River Valley calls it a miracle offering. Again, you can call it whatever it fits your culture and stuff. So for us, we take that offering in November. And that really is the only offering that's attached to Kingdom Builders. And then throughout the rest of the year, we encourage people to give. We do update people with a total a few weeks after that impact offering. But that's really the first time all year that they would have heard totals attached to the Kingdom Builders and our goal and all those types of things. We'll talk about the goal throughout the year. Hey, our goal this year is $2.8 million. Don't do the math. You do your part. You
just say that every weekend. Our goal. We do say that.
Yeah, we'll tend to say
this year our giving goal, beyond
above our tithes.
Above our tithes as a church is $2.8 million. Another key is that we still tithe as a church.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that 10% is being given.
Yeah. So the 10% of our general income is also put into missions, but it's not. We don't. It's hard to explain it that way. So we just keep it separate.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, it's like, well, it my tithe, it get that, but we found that to be confusing. But that we still tithe as a church. So, and I forget what our income was last year. I don't have it in front of me, but you would add that 10% of that number to our giving. And when you put that and Kingdom Builders together, it was almost half of our budget in 2018.
Yeah. Wow,
actually, more than half our budget.
It would have been more in
compared
it to 2018.
Yeah.
So what Sunday is that impact offering?
It's generally, it is 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, because what that allows you to do, you know, there's a lot of travel around.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the time, Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday.
Yeah.
So we get it in before, 2 weeks before, and we will do things leading up to that weekend.
6 weeks.
The first year we did it longer. This it's because now it's a part of our culture.
Yeah.
It's usually a little bit shorter, 3 weeks, 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
maybe. We will do some things leading up to that, either some longer videos, special videos, share some more specific testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all of them are about impact, letting people see the impact of their giving.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about it in messages and.
But I don't talk about the money.
Nope.
I talk about the impact.
The impact.
That's great. Yeah.
So that's really key, to be honest with you, as a pastor and somebody that's up in front of people, is that. Again, it's more about vision and mission and purpose than it is about the money. My focus is on this is the impact that you're having. I mean, I had a couple after last year's impact offering. I know this couple. They're a precious part of our church. They moved here just a few years ago. And one of the most appealing things to them was why they stuck here was Kingdom Builders. They said that I've never heard of a church that is this focused on reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I saw them after the impact offering, and they were in tears as they came out from giving in the impact offering. They were crying in the lobby saying, we just gave the largest offering we've ever given in our lives as a couple. And they were overjoyed. And the impact that that's had on them, it's hard to relay that. They were so excited about what they were able to do.
That's amazing.
There.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Well, I only have two more questions.
That.
Do you have anything you want to
now,
ask?
How often, maybe just this one real quick, how often do y'all do the reporting? Like is it once every service or?
Yeah, it's every service. There's something.
Every service, there's something that's tied to Kingdom Builders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Either in
now,
the offering
may, it
or?
May be, yeah, I mean, yeah, usually it's in the host segment where, the offering is there. So it could be as simple as, hey, we are a church, we believe in the tithe, which is 10%, blah, 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 which is only just a few sentences, but then it'll shift to, but then here at Victory, we also have what we call Kingdom Builders.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Builders is about you having the opportunity to impact the world around you just simply through your giving. It's above your tithe. You impact global, local, future Christian leaders, et cetera, et cetera. It's sometimes it may be just as simple as a few sentences.
Right.
But then there's other times there's specific video. Like this weekend, I think there's a specific video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually hosting this weekend. So at the end, I've just got one photo I'm going to show. I was just in Amman, Jordan, and in Beirut, attached to Kingdom Builders stuff. And so I've just got one photograph of somebody that I'm going to show as a part of that. And I'll just briefly, just a few sentences, relay the impact that their giving has had on this person's life that they'll never meet on the planet, probably.
Yeah. Right. And, stories are huge.
They're huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything.
There's another part of this that expands everywhere. During COVID, we realized, you know, everyone knows what happened. We said, okay, how do we help people right now? And so we started something called Help Your Neighbor. And what ended up happening, and this didn't happen through Kingdom Builders.
Nope, not originally, no.
No, not at all. It didn't. But here, because of the culture that had been created, and we were able to serve people here in one of our campus locations, partnered with the school. We ended up, now we have a warehouse full of food, clothing, furniture. It's this massive operation that evolved out of it was a seed that came out of Kingdom Builders, and it's grown on its own.
Yeah, it's
in a way that's, and we were just there for the 3-year anniversary over at the warehouse, just about a mile from here. And just over 20,000 families have been impacted, and I mean significantly impacted.
Wow.
And I mean, I was in that warehouse yesterday with the celebration, and I was just overwhelmed. I just thought,
it's crazy.
How could this be happening?
And, that's incredible.
And that doesn't even happen through Kingdom Builders.
And to be honest with you, as far as from a leadership perspective, we didn't have anything to do with it.
No.
Isn't that great? Like, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How God just birthed
that saying, what is it? If he can get it through you, he'll get it to you.
Yeah, Billy Joel. Yeah. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the people serving at Help Your Neighbor in our church are so passionate about it that I think they would leave our church before they would leave serving there.
Yes,
for many of them, I think that's true. And I met a couple there this was yesterday or day before, whenever it was, and they don't even go to Victory. They heard about it. Someone, their friends told them, they are so committed to it, they go to another church. They just like, we just want to make a difference with our life.
That's great.
And in all of this came out of Kingdom Builders.
That's so
all
good.
Of it.
So good. What do you call that? Is that just another arm
it's
of Kingdom Builders?
It's called
Help
Your Neighbor.
Oh, Help Your Neighbor.
Yeah, Help Your Neighbor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I want everybody to know this, that's just watching. These guys do an amazing work with churches in the Northeast. I mean, I just meeting pastors from the Northeast at our conference and just wherever I meet them, these guys have such big hearts. So if you're in the Northeast, I especially want you to connect with Victory and get to know these guys. But with that said, just tell me, Steve, just tell me two or three of the best stories of Kingdom Builders, because you're right. It's about stories in the end, you know, and when people hear, when you start with that little seed and people hear about the fruit that's produced, it's pretty inspiring. In fact, Rob, you mentioned him. I heard that like he walked into the church and they started clapping. And his thought was, I never dreamed it would lead to this, you know. But the stories do that.
Mm-hmm.
They do, yeah. Well, I mean, one actually would be tied to y'all, Jim, to be honest with you. There's something that's really burst out of y'all's hearts that's been tremendously impacting the people in our church, and that's House of Palms.
Oh, yeah.
That I can't tell you. I consistently have people come up to me, and they ask about House of Palms. They ask about the home there, what's taking place there. I mean, that's very consistent. So just that, again, and I'm sure your church and a lot of people connected here would have a context for that. If not, contact Jim and Tamara. They can tell you about House of Palms. You can help support them. Right?
Help
do it. So, because that's actually really has been a very impacting thing to our church and to our congregation. And thanks, Tamara, for always getting stuff to us for that.
Thank you for being so generous.
We show you on weekends.
Yeah, we show you. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
Another one would be, again, it's hard to pick just one thing. Mm-hmm. I would say there's multiple ministries. It kind of would go back to the catch for one of the little phrases attached to Kingdom Builders. It allows you to reach more people faster. What it's really done for some of the ministries that we've gotten connected to is they've taken ground they never would have been able to take. They've been able to take that ground in 6 months rather than 6 years. They've been able to finish a building in months rather than years. They've been able to go reach a new people group that they would have never reached if they hadn't received this funding. They've been able to go into areas where, I was just in the Middle East. So as soon as the earthquake and stuff happened, we or connected to ministries that were directly on the ground there bringing food and clothing and stuff, and they're still doing it. That's still ongoing today. So it's hard to pick one thing because there's just so many, because again, it allows you to impact ministries, because as you know, Jim, especially all the missions that you guys do as a church and what you've even done personally, you know, most missionaries and most organizations, they don't lack vision. What they're lacking is partners. They're lacking people to come alongside them that will help fund it and that will help expedite it. And that, to me, to be honest, is the most overjoying part for me attached to Kingdom Builders, is I just count that as such a privilege that we're able to come alongside people that have a heart to do that, that sacrifice their lives. They move their families overseas. They do all kinds of things. Mm. Are there national ministries and nationals that are living there that you're able to actually impact their lives in such a way that they, because they have a burning desire to reach their own communities, right?
Right.
Then you are able to expedite that. You're able to say, man, we're going to come alongside you, and you get to build a church, build an orphanage, whatever. So I could go on and on there. So John might add something.
There's one more thing that I would encourage pastors to maybe grasp in your soul is the people through the years as a pastor, you think, Lord, I need resources to do what I'm called to do. And so a lot of times people will say, well, we're believing God that someone will do X, Y, and Z. But the reality of it is, God doesn't bring resources where they're not going to be used. A lot of times we think in terms of the additional resources is a way not to have to trust God.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have all we need, and look, we have money in the bank, and everything is great, and we're wise with money. I don't mean to suggest you shouldn't be wise in the way you handle money. But what I found is that what inspires people to stewardship is purpose. Mm-hmm. Not just if it's the what instead of the why, it becomes almost religious to people.
Right.
And very few people will do the what if they don't know the why. But we've also found that people of significant wealth have begun to do things now. So a couple that years ago, they weren't even serving Christ. I'm talking maybe probably 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And they both this year and last year, was it $250,000?
Are you
matching gift? The matching gift?
Yeah, it was, well, the first year, and then more than that this year.
Yeah, then it was, I think, 300 this year.
Yeah.
And they did that after the offering came in. They said, hey, we want to make sure to reach the goal. We will match up to $300,000.
Wow.
And whether it came in or not, I think at the end of the day, they were going to put $300
in anyway.
Anyway,
yes.
Yeah.
But we never asked for anything. We didn't. They were so excited to be able to do this because people want their money to matter. And Kingdom Builders gives you the why and the passion and the heart and the celebration of watching it happen. And then lastly, when we did do the weeks prior to the offering, because we serve the next generation and part of our movement in the Northeast, we brought in two of the pastors of emerging church plants.
Yeah, which was great.
And had them speak on the weekend so that people could meet them and see them and hear their story. And I had them do the weekend messages. And people loved them.
Loved it.
Oh, it was...
Yeah, you can't overstate the impact that had. People just went crazy because they got to see and hear the stories from the people that were on the ground doing it, just from those two pastors. Both of them did an amazing job, and it was just,
So these are impactful. U.S. pastors? Or
Yes, U.S. pastors.
That you've been sewing into. Yeah.
Yes.
One in
Maine and the other one in New Jersey.
New Jersey and...
That's awesome. I bet they
love
that.
That's awesome.
It was so much fun.
Very impacting.
That's so good.
Yeah. The last question I want to ask you guys is where people can get kind of nuts and bolts resources, things they can do to find some nuts and bolts resources. But I want to say something first, and if you guys need to fix it, please feel free, because I just want to help guys the most I can. And but this is, Steve, we've talked before, and even though you guys have a lot of money and a generous heart, the requests are still way beyond, you know?
Oh, yes.
And so I think that the one of the things that is important for pastors to discern and understand is that you guys are investing where the Holy Spirit's working. You sense the Holy Spirit wants to do something here. Absolutely. And I think as pastors, we've all stood there where we thought, man, God's in this, God's behind this guy. God's with this guy.
Yeah. Yes.
And we would think, I don't have resources. And what I'd want to say to pastors is kingdom builders is a way. And you may want to take a year and just watch them. You may just want to go online, watch how they take their offerings, catch the spirit of it. Because again, if you exasperate people, it'll fail. But if you give them an opportunity to join you as a pastor in generosity, then God's gonna start doing things. And I know, like you referenced the House of Palms, Tamara and I had finished, we have now in Madhya Pradesh 770 churches with 25,000 believers in them, all of them in places that never had a church or a person preach. Most of the missionaries that have planned those churches have been beaten. Some of them have been put in jail. And we spend a week with them every year. We just go fly and sit with our 30 and hear their stories. Well, after 10 years, we were going to celebrate with them what God had done through them. And the man who heads up House of Palms was the president of the organization he was in at that time. And he said, can I meet with you? And we were tired, but we said, yeah. We stayed up, had dinner, and man, he came prepared. He had his portfolio. Next morning before we flew out, he took us. And when you see, you know, 12-year-old little girls being abused and their own fathers and brothers are offering them as prostitutes because there's no economy in the city, I mean, your heart breaks. And so he said, well, we have seven people who give 15 years, seven missionaries who give 15 years. Will you support them? We said, yeah. We didn't have the money. We had our budget planned. I'm not saying we couldn't cut something maybe and find something. And then the first year we tried to ask parents if they'd let us tutor the girls, if our missionaries could tutor. And it worked a little bit. The second year we thought, hey, we thought we had God's idea this time. We thought, because AIDS is over 60% of the population. So we thought, let's build a house and take care of these girls. And let's share the gospel with them as we take care of them. And then let's let them be the catalyst for the kingdom growing. You know what? They were so angry. There wasn't much response. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who's the head of the mission had to come to the States, and he came to see me, and he said, I don't have the money. He said, but I feel like the Lord told me that I'm supposed to build a campus and that this campus is to educate girls for a profession. And he said, I'm not asking you for money, Jim. He said, I just feel like the Lord asked me to do that. Would you pray? So we were back in my office when he told me, and our offering is in the middle of the service, not the end of it. But at the end of the service, I said, hey, I just want us to pray over Ramchan right now. And I told the story. And the next Tuesday or whatever, the offering counting team called me and said, hey, we had an offering for $100,000 this week from a businessman who wrote on his, who sent you a note, and it said, this morning, pastor is going to talk about something in service.
God said, yeah.
And God, I want you to give $100,000 to it. And so he did it before I ever got up in the service and talked about it. And all I'm saying is,
and we don't get offerings like that. Yeah.
We sure appreciate everyone we get.
Yeah, we do.
But anyway, it's just that kind of thing that God does provide seed for the sower. And I don't want to encourage anybody to be rash, but I would say this: you don't have to wait forever to start either.
Yeah, that's true.
Just stay in the flow of generosity. Don't make it about a program. Just make it about people being able to fulfill their passion. So with that said, if there's anything you should correct, please feel free, because we look to you guys. We let you mentor us in this.
Well, and you were generous before you ever put Kingdom Builders. I mean, you were giving, you know, you were generous. And that was just a way that God got other people on board with you, you know.
And it multiplied it.
Multiplied.
You know, one of the things I would encourage you in, because a lot of pastors are like me, they kind of are impulsive. He didn't laugh. Thank you, Steve. But what Steve said to me, and this was important for every pastor to hear, he said, John, look, if you aren't going to commit to this and make this a part of our culture, let's not do it, because this doesn't work. If it's something you're going to, oh yeah, let's do that, and then I forget about it. He said, but if you'll commit to this, and if God's put it in your heart to do this, then we have to do it. And so, for a lot of pastors, we're very impulsive, and we don't really think in terms of a long-term strategy. I'm grateful that I have someone like Steve. Sometimes I'm grateful, but sincerely, if we didn't do that, this wouldn't have kept building.
Right.
And so whatever people may use, whatever strategy they may use, just be consistent with it and carry it through to the end. And I presume you'll probably put the links for River Valley or ours on whatever, so that people can have the chance to go and learn from River Valley, Rob Ketterling. They can ask us for help. Anybody on this, we're happy to help.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, again, River Valley's who we learned it from, and they do little roundtable seminars attached to Kingdom Builders. I'm not sure of any of that schedule, but they would be great to go to if you have that opportunity. If not, we will help you any way that we possibly can. Again, you can get in contact with us. We'll walk you through as much, provide as much information as we possibly can to you that would help you. Because it is important. You have to lay the foundation for it and then launch it properly. Like one pastor I was talking to, he wanted to just run out and do it like this year. And he, as he went through it, we went through it together. He's like, okay, so you're talking, this is something I'll do in 2024. I was like, yes, this is something you're going to do in 2024.
That's great.
So,
can I ask one question?
Yes, it's important that you do it right.
Yeah, that's good. What's the day like when you actually take the offering? How do you do that? Is it a church service or, a regular Sunday service?
It is a regular Sunday service, but it's really focused on emphasizing the impact that they're having in their giving.
The whole service is Kingdom
Builders. The whole service is Kingdom Builders.
Okay.
And it's really the one time a year where we either pass buckets or we receive the offering differently that day. And it's really, again, it's the only time of the year that we do that, because we're a give-as-you-go church, which means we're not passing offering plates or buckets down the aisles. They put it in as they go.
Boxes at the exits.
Yeah, and stuff. So,
okay.
But the whole service is structured around the impact. Thus, we call it impact offering.
Yeah.
So it's around that impact that Kingdom Builders is having, that they're having. And it's really full of videos. Again, you guys have done one. Tamara's been in one. You guys have been a part of that and stuff. And so it's
so
all really
preach,
focused on.
Or do you preach?
Yeah.
Can you preach?
I'll
and,
speak.
Okay, you'll speak. And so that's awesome.
But it's brief. It's brief.
Maybe 15 minutes.
Maybe 15.
Because it's all centered around letting people see, feel what they're doing. And in the offering, it is the only time in the year we pass the offering bucket, simply because we want everybody to have the opportunity to actually, we want to emphasize it in that moment. And it's just remarkable. And we carry it right through the end of the year. We announce the total goal second or third week of January.
Yeah, we announce it just before we relaunch for the new year.
Oh, this is a cool thing. Then because we meet our goal and we've exceeded it every year, right?
Yeah, every year.
So
except for the COVID year.
That's right.
But even with that, though, because of how we had budgeted, we still had extra
money left over. So, but our commitment is to empty it completely.
It's
zero balances.
Yeah, when I say extra, it means we had extra come in over what we had committed.
Yes.
So we were able to still get extra. Yeah, we don't hold Kingdom Builders money at all. It all goes out.
But here's something that's remarkable that we get to do. We have these and still can show them.
Yeah.
Is we have our people either do a Zoom call or if it's local in person and call these ministries, the people that are Kingdom Builders, folks in our church, sometimes it'll be a whole family, whatever. And they call that ministry and they don't even know it's happening, why we're doing it. It's set up. And they'll tell them, hey, we're part of Kingdom Builders of Victory. And then they'll tell, hey, and we're sending you $50,000 and
you
to
did
watch.
It with me.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yes.
It was awesome.
And to watch the reaction of people living on the field who are fighting for survival, to have somebody call and say $20,000 or $50,000, to see their response and they weep.
Oh, it's a blast.
And our church feels that, and the people do it. I don't make the calls. I don't know how to exaggerate how amazing it feels for our
church.
That's
so awesome.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Well, guys, Easter is right around the corner, so thanks for giving us this time. I know how busy this time of year
is. Sure thing.
And Tamara, why don't you pray for everybody? Because pray over the Easter services and pray for all the pastors. And then we'll call it a day.
Okay. Father, we just thank you so much for what you're doing in the world and in our world. God, we never take for granted how good you are. And God, how blessed we are that you're using us to make a difference, God. And just thank you for Pastor Steve and Pastor John, and just how much they inspire us. The Lord want to get our churches on board to be able to give to the world. God, we know people's hearts are so passionate about that, Lord, and we want to help them have an avenue to do that. So, God, I just pray for every pastor, Lord, in our network that's listening today, every pastor, Father, that we are in contact with. I just pray that this Easter Sunday would be a very anointed and blessed service for each and every one. God, I pray that you'll make, Father, these ministers like flames of fire, like you said in your word, God, and they would minister to the hearts of people that come in. Lord, we just believe you for a great harvest over this Easter season, God. Thank you for strength. Thank you for anointing. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the great things, the great fruit you're bringing in the kingdom of God during this time. We worship you. We love you. And Lord, we're just so grateful to be a part of what you're doing on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, guys, thanks for today, and thanks for reaching the people in my hometown. That's not an easy assignment. So. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.